the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. It was July of this year when Steve Thompson sent an email saying, by the way, there's a really fine guitarist coming out of America to tour the UK in October, November. His name is Catfish Keith. Get in touch with him. I did. And after a few emails, it's good to have Catfish here at the Home of the Blues and playing for us. You're in the latter end of quite a long tour, aren't you?
Yeah, we're touring all over the UK, and it started out in about the 13th of October, and it goes till the end of November, so a good 6 or 7 weeks of touring all over. We have about 37 gigs and have played up in Scotland and in Wales and all over England, so having a great tour, man.
Are you a road warrior normally?
Well, we try to be, and certainly when we come here to the UK, we try to get in as much as we can, so quite a few of the days we'll be playing a gig at night and sometimes a workshop in the day, and just doing as much as we can.
Yes, I noticed you do quite a few workshops. You were doing one in London on Sunday, and then you've got another one coming up, I think, in Bristol towards the end of this week sort of thing. Well, how do you approach the workshops? It's obviously very different to doing a live gig, isn't it?
Yeah, well, my guitar workshops are kind of hands-on things where everybody brings their guitars and show them my different guitar techniques, and we get them out, and sometimes I teach three or four songs to everybody, and it's really fun to kind of help pass on the tradition a little bit and show them how to play some slide guitar and a few different tricks that I do that are, I guess, what's become my style over the years. And it's always surprising to me how many people...
Is it a one-to-one thing, or is it just a small group?
It'd be a small group, or be maybe a dozen or a few more than that, all piled in together and twanging away and having a good time. It's fun.
And presumably because it gives them a chance to see you working close up.
Yeah.
They're able to sort of really pick up on your styles and techniques.
Yeah, and it's a valuable thing, I think, because like when I was starting to play back in the early, mid-1970s, I was just guessing. I was just building my own style based on scratchy old records that I had, and it would have been really valuable to me to be able to go to somebody's guitar workshop,
but
good.
You say building around your own style, and you have your own distinctive, definitive style.
Yeah.
Is it not a bit worrying that some of the kids or people who are at your workshop at the weekend are actually going to go away and become British Catfish Keiths?
No, I don't worry about that too much, and I'd be flattered if they did, but it's cool to, you know, just let them have whatever I got and hope, you know, that it can be of some inspiration, and you know, just there's so much joy in music, and to be able to pass it on is a really cool thing, and it's something that I've done more since I've been around for a little while. And at first I wasn't that interested in doing it, but the longer I've been in music business, I've been playing about 30 years now, so it's kind of cool to be able to pass it on, you know, and if anybody can do whatever I do, they're welcome to try it,
take
you know,
it away,
but
yeah.
I'll always be me, and so I'm not too worried about that. So
let's see some of that style now. You brought two of your guitars. You're starting with the National. What are you going to do for us first?
All right, well, let's see. I'll start off with a piece here. This one comes from Mississippi, Fred McDowell, and it's little piece called Tell Everybody Down in Your Neighborhood, and it's kind of that old Mississippi Hill Country style, so we'll give that one a try here. Yeah, Tell Everybody.
Everybody, tell everybody in your neighborhood. Tell everybody, Tell everybody. Tell everybody in your neighborhood. Such a dirty mistreater. Such a dirty mistreater ran. Such a dirty mistreater ran. You ain't gonna mean nobody, no. Gonna mean nobody. Nobody no good. You gone to heist in your loving windows high. See me coming down there. You gone to heist in your loving windows high. Leave me coming down there. Won't you leave me coming down there? Won't you leave me coming down and hold your funky head and cry? Hang your head and cry. Hang your head and cry. I love the loving little way you. Jumping down in your raggedy V8 Ford. Hey! Coming around. Jumping down. You coming down, mama, in your raggedy V8 Ford. Like a possum and a raccoon. Possum and a raccoon, ain't like a possum and a raccoon coming on your running boy. On your running boy. On your running boy. I love the loving little way. Jumping down, mama, in your fishtail Cadillac. Hey! Coming down. Jumping down. You jumping around, mama, in your fishtail Cadillac. Gonna heist your hood. Gonna heist your hood. Gonna heist your hood, gonna coming around and break my back. Gonna break my back. Gonna break my back. I love the loving little way you do. Tell everybody. Tell everybody down in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. Won't you tell everybody? Won't you tell everybody? Tell everybody down in your neighborhood. Such a dirty mistreater. Such a dirty mistreater ran. Such a dirty mistreater ran. You ain't gonna mean nobody no good. Gonna mean nobody. Nobody no good. Nobody no good. Nobody no good. Baby, feel alright. Yeah, man.
Excellent.
Baby, feel all right.
When the workshop you were doing at the weekend, was there more interest in the steel or the acoustic or about equal?
A little bit of both. I think people like to, there's different things I do on the acoustic guitar that, like ways I make different harmonics and things that people are real interested on kind of expanding the range of guitar sounds. And a lot of people want to learn more about playing slide too. So I end up kind of showing them how to do all those things and more if I can.
Because am I right in thinking there's a kind of resurgence in steel guitar in the last 4 or 5 years?
Well, I've noticed, you know, just from going to these workshops that there's a startling amount of players that, you know, have these national type guitars. And it made me realize just how heavy the interest is when these cats come to the gigs. They have a guitar. Both, they bring two guitars, and they'll both be just like my guitar. So,
right, yes,
it's
quite an eye opener.
Startling.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yes, you are of an age where, at the time, you say you've been playing blues for 30 years, which means that then most of the great blues men were still alive. You know.
Well, yeah, and but at the time, kind of in the middle '70s, when I was getting into playing, there were quite a few that were already passed, but then there were a great bunch of blues musicians that were still around and that even continue to play. And there, some of these guys are 90 or 95 years old now, you know, because I got to study and hang out with people like Johnny Shines. That was, you know, he was always a huge hero to me. And then I got to actually perform with him and get to know him a little bit. And wow, that was what an experience, because he had such a voice. It was make every hair on your body stand up when you hear him singing. And incredible cat.
He was one of the breed of roadhouse blues guys who had to really get across to the crowd. And
wow,
so
he
knew how to work an audience.
Wow, you know? He had such a powerful voice. And then there were others that I got to get to know and play with, like Henry Townsend from St. Louis. He's getting to be in his late 90s now, and he's still, or at least he's 95, I think, and he still goes out and plays a gig once in a while, you know. And Honey Boy Edwards, I've gotten to know him real good, and we've done lots of gigs together, and he's just turned 90, so it makes me think, well, I'm just getting about halfway there, you know. I got a ways to go, you know, so that's what I love about this music.
It's a good clean living which kept them going as well.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Church on Sunday.
A healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's right. let's have something else before we change from the national to the acoustic. What are we going to have next?
Okay. I'm going to try this song now. This is one that's on my brand new album. And it's kind of, my new album is called Sweet Pea, and it just came out. Well, I recorded it in August, and we got it just in time for the UK tour. And the song I'm going to do is called A True Friend Is Hard to Find, and it's influenced from Blind Willie Johnson, who has been a great influence on me and lots of people, really, but and also Son House, and those were two of my kind of big slide guitar and blues heroes. And so this is called A True Friend Is Hard to Find. Children have a hard time when mother is dead. Motherless children have a time when bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when a
husband may be good to you when my mother is dead. Wife and husband may be to you when. Bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when the mother is dead.
Come on.
Bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when the mother is dead. Some people say that that sister will do when the mother is dead. Some people say that that when. Bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when your mother is dead. Bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when your mother is dead. Motherless children have a hard time when mother is dead. Motherless children have a time when. Bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Nobody gonna treat you like your mother will when mother is dead. Mother is dead.
All right, motherless children have a hard time. Yeah, man. All right, well, I'm going to do another number here. It's one that is also on my new album, and it's called I'm Going Up North, Gonna Get My Ham Bone Boiled, because if I stay around here too long, my ham bone's gonna spoil.
I'm gonna get my ham bone boiled. I'm gonna get my ham bone boiled, yeah. Gonna stay around so long till my ham bone is. Till my ham bone is gonna spoil. Till my ham bone is gonna spoil. Tell me mama, gonna come and take a look at this. Tell me baby, tell me mama, gonna come on around and take a look. Take a look at this. She's out on the levee, mama. She's shaking it down, doing a doggone little triple twist. shaking it down, babe, doing the triple twist, shaking it down, baby, just like this. I'm going, gonna get my ham bone boiled. I'm gonna get my ham bone boiled, yeah. Gonna stay around so long till my ham bone is. Till my ham bone is gonna spoil. Two trains running. One be going my way. Two trains running, one be going my way. One leaves at midnight, mama. Other one leaves at. Other one leaves at the crack of day. Other one leaves at the crack of day. I'm going, gonna get my ham bone boiled. Tell me, baby, I'm gonna get my ham bone boiled, yeah. Gonna stay around so long till my ham bone is. Till my ham bone is gonna spoil. My ham bone is gonna spoil. 3 times 7, baby. 3 times 7, baby. 3 times 7, and you don't know what to do. Yeah. Three times seven, and you don't know, baby, what to do. You're a steady rockin' daddy. You're jumpin' down the lonesome. Jumpin' down, babe, the little avenue. I'm going. Gonna get my ham bone boiled. I'm gonna get my ham bone boiled, yeah. Gonna stay around so long till my ham bone's gonna spoil.
Guess you may have noticed a slight shift in the musical mix there, because Penny, the professional, has taken over now. But this is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, and our guest this week is Catfish Keith. When I played that track on the show about 3 weeks ago, my wife called from downstairs and said, "What does getting your ham bone boiled mean?" And I said, "It's probably best not to ask." Am I right not to go there?
Yeah. Better not go there.
Yes, okay.
It's up to the imagination.
And
that's sort of the beauty of so much of the blues, is you can say so much without really saying it. You
know? Okay, the National's gone back into its case, and the acoustic guitar's come out. Your guitar you're holding now looks like it's an old friend.
It is an old friend. They call this shape of guitar a parlor guitar, and it was actually hand-built for me here in the UK, but it's based on a pretty old design, like the early 1900s. I think Martin built some of these small shape, and you'll see old Washburn guitars like this, but it's a hand-built guitar. It's by a guy called Tony Revel in near Newtown in Wales. But it's I love the little guitar, and it's got a lot of sound in it.
What we're going to hear from it?
So I'd like to do a song for my new record. And this piece comes from, I first heard it from the Otis Brothers in, they lived around New York City. And it's a mysterious origin of this song. It's called Salty Thang, also known as Poon I Want, Tang I Crave. All right.
Tang little, poon tang small, poon tang stretch it like a rubber ball. Oh, my babe, that salty thing. One flew east, one flew west, one flew over in the cuckoo's nest. Oh, my babe, that salty thing. Tell me, babe, what you going to do? Jumping up and down the little avenue. Oh, my babe, that salty thing. Poo-tang, hang it up on the wire. Mess with you, daddy, like a pope in the choir. Oh, my baby, that salty thing. Poo-tang, just like old Sandy Claus. Knocking down the locks, breaking down the... Oh, my baby, that salty thing. Little bird sits in a bumblebee nest. Something tells me he ain't had no dog on rest. Oh, my baby, that salty thing. Poo-tang little, poo-tang small, poo-tang stretching like a rubber ball. Oh, my baby, that salty thing.
I've never seen guitar strings bend that much.
Oh, well, that's what I like to do to wrangle whatever I can out of them.
What are we going to do now?
Let's see. I'm going to do a piece now. This is one that kind of comes from the island tradition, me in the Caribbean Sea. When I was a young fella, about 19, 20 years old, I escaped the freezing cold Midwest in January. And spent some time, small amount of time crewing on a sailboat, but I ended up living down in the Virgin Islands for a while. And while I was down there, I got to hear all kinds of fantastic island music, and I fell in love with the playing of this guy called Joseph Spence, who was a weird cat that had a really surprising music. And his music to me had the effect of somebody coming up and tickling you when you weren't expecting it in a musical sort of way. So this is a piece I love. It's called Brown Skin Gal. Home and mine, baby. Go home and mine, baby. Daddy's coming to wait down on a sailing boat. And if you don't come back, go home and mine, baby. You know
know I love the way you do. I love the way you, love the way you, the way you do. Come back, babe, you know I. And if you don't come back, go home and mind, baby. I love the way you did. I love the way you, love the way you, the way you did. Come back, babe, you know I. And if you don't come back, throw away the damn baby. Down, I love the way you did. I love the way you, love the way you did. Come back, babe, you know I. And if you don't come back, go home and mind, baby. Daddy's coming away down on a sailing boat. And if you don't come back, go home and mind, baby. Go home and mind. Go home and mind. Go home and mind, baby.
Watching you while you were playing that, was that originally a blues number which has been taken to the Caribbean, or is it a Caribbean number which I've heard done by some of the blues artists?
Well, as far as I know, it's kind of an old folk song from, I guess, from island origins. I've heard it from different places. A friend of mine who is from Trinidad used to sing it to her kids. Old friend of mine I've known forever. And then I heard this Joseph Spence version. I think there have been other kind of pseudo-popular versions.
Yeah, that's right. That would explain it if the settlers, as they left Europe or left UK, took it across with them. Yes, it would get assimilated into so many different cultures.
Yeah, and yes. I'm not sure where exactly the song came from, but it's one of those that kind of gets knocked around through, I guess they call it the folk process.
Yes.
After a while, nobody knows quite where it came from, but everybody loves the song, you know.
So where did Catfish come from?
Catfish, that was from my island experience.
I guess, yes.
About when I went down there to live, I used to go lobster diving with this guy. And we'd go on our little dives, and after a while, and I'm not even sure why he called me this, but he'd say, "Man, you ain't nothing but a catfish swimming around, man," you know, and all this kind of thing. And that catfish part stuck when everything else faded away.
One more from you, Catfish. What are we going to do?
I think I'll try an original piece now here.
Before we get into it, I know Penny's selling over the stage. Can people get the albums from the website as well?
Yeah, you can get all, like everything we have available which includes my 10 albums, and there's instructional videos, concert DVD, bottlenecks, t-shirts, the whole nine yards, and you can easily get all of it right through our website, which is catfishkeith.com. And you can also find out all the tour dates, and there's some guitar playing tips and stories from the road and all kinds of articles. So you can spend a long time in the website Catfish Land there. That's, yeah. I'm going to try an original song now. This is one that I wrote. It's called "Why Don't You Take Mr. Catfish's Advice."
Take doggone big little Mr. Catfish's advice. Oh, you may. Yeah. Why don't you take big little Mr. Catfish's advice? Treat that woman, baby, like she was a paradise. And a wandering baby down by the little sandy corn. You walking and a rambling. Yeah. Jumping up and down and round by the little sandy corn. My feet were doing the walking, but honey, my mind rolled on, yeah. Baby left my mind. Let my mind roll on. Oh, yeah. To make an argument, I used to make a little argument. Ponder, 'cause she is all right with me. I used to make an argument. Yeah, ponder, 'cause she is all right with me. She knows those good things, and I'm about as lucky as a man could be, yeah. Baby, I'm about as lucky. About as lucky as a man could be. Oh, yeah. Oh, you may. Why Why don't you take big little Mr. Catfish's advice? Oh, you may. Why don't you take doggone big little Mr. Catfish's advice? Treat that woman, baby, like she was a paradise. How did a good girl like you ever find a little bad boy like me? Walking hand in hand down the banks of the Mississippi, your desire to see.
For the last 40 minutes on The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, we've been listening to the music of Catfish Keith. Catfish, thank you so much for being our guest today. And if you want to find out more about Catfish Keith, the music he plays and the CDs he's made, you'll find his website at the Raven and the Blues website, bfbs.com/R&B.